Hello everyone. Happy Saturday. It's January 28th. We're finishing up the month back here on All Bases Covered. Got a big weekend of sports, NFL, college, even high school. We're going to talk about a game from last night between White Oak and West Carteret. Want to give you all some updates. T-shirts will be coming in on January 29th. Got two interviews coming up. Jonathan Williams of Havelock High School. Football player with a couple offers. We got Jones Angel, North Carolina play-by-play broadcaster. He'll be coming on for an interview also. Before we start this video, we always want to thank our sponsors. First, Off the Dock Fishing. All your fishing apparel needs can be met with just a click of a button. Just go to otdfishingco.com. Again, otdfishingco.com. Or check out his Instagram at Off the Dock Fishing. And also call or text 252-646-9343. Again, 252-646-9343. Next, Dock Right Marine Construction. All your boat lift and dock repair needs can be fixed with just one call. Just call 252-723-8583. Again, 252-723-8583. Lastly, Made in the Shade Blinds and More of Raleigh, serving the Triangle and surrounding areas with custom window treatments, blinds, shades, shutters, curtain motorization, and interior and exterior products for your home or business. Just go to www.northcarolinablinds.com or call 919-576-0095. They're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube with tons of pictures and videos of their work. So first off, congrats to White Oak for beating West Carteret, and West Carteret put up a fight. Wasn't the outcome that they wanted last night, but it is what it is. Number 0 on White Oak and number 21, I think those were the key players. Hard to stop, especially number 0 at the beginning of the game. I mean, hit like 5 straight threes, and 21 in the paint and driving. It's great. West Carteret, I didn't really have a player of the game. There's a lot of people that stepped up in big moments. Raph, again, turning those boards into putback buckets. Dylan, some key plays, key shots. It's key on defense. Xavier, key on defense, hit a big three late in the game. Kaysen hit some big shots. Worth doing what he always does. Adam, always with that stop-and-go game. It's hard to guard. Great defense also. So there wasn't really a player of the game in my book. A lot of players played well. It was pretty even. I know it wasn't the outcome West Carteret wanted. But White Oak's a tough place to play. It's one of the hardest places in the conference, if not the hardest place in West Carteret's conference to play in an away game. And, you know, the past 2 years, last year when they had Ellingsworth, Rob, a lot of, you know, the more talent, you know, highly regarded players from last year, they got upset by White Oak last year too in a game that no one thought would be that close or come down to the wire like that. And then this year it happens again. So White Oak is definitely a team to look out for. The matchup I'm wanting to see is West Carteret versus Richlands coming up this week. I think West Carteret wins that game. But say they get upset, you know, somehow, then, you know, that can kind of switch up the, who's going to win this conference championship this year. So just a lot of questions to be answered moving forward. But again, a great high school basketball game matchup last night. It was fun to watch. And that's pretty much that with West Carteret versus White Oak. Again, West Carteret, unfortunately, cannot get it done. But we'll see what they can do against Richlands coming up this week. We're going to look at college basketball next before we go. I know the NFL, a lot of people want to talk about that and my predictions. But we'll do that a little bit later. We'll look top 25 college basketball today. Boston College at Virginia at 12. Auburn will travel to West Virginia at 12 also. Xavier at Creighton, 12:15. Alabama at Oklahoma at 2. Iowa State at Missouri at 2. Marquette at DePaul at 2. Cincinnati travels to Houston at 2:15. Western Kentucky versus Florida Atlantic at 4. Arkansas, Baylor at 4. TCU at Mississippi State at 4. Miami goes to Pitt at 4. Charleston plays Hofstra. I probably said that wrong. Hofstra at 4. Clemson at Florida State at 5. Arizona, Washington at 5:30. Florida, Kansas State at 6. Texas and Tennessee, that'll be a good game. 10th-ranked Texas Longhorns at the number 4-ranked Tennessee Volunteers at 6. Gonzaga at Portland at 7. Kansas, Kentucky at 8. That'll be a good game. St. Mary's at BYU at 10. Now, not just top 25. I want to look at the ACC also. Let's see. I want to go to the ACC. UNC, they don't play today, unfortunately. Wait, let's make. Yeah, UNC does not play today. So, you know, I usually break down the more local games, but they do not play today. They will, Duke will play today at Georgia Tech. I think Duke wins that game, though. Drake Whitehead is out, but I think Duke still pulls off the win against Georgia Tech. And that's pretty much it. UNC and Duke coming up on February 4th. It's going to be a good one. And for the Tar Heels, they'll be playing Pitt next on Wednesday, February 1st at 7. And then the Duke game on February 4th at Duke at 6:30. I'll go ahead and give a little, you know, little prediction. I'll just say one thing. It's going to be tough to beat Duke at Duke. The environment, everyone talks about the environment, and I agree. It's a tough place to play. So that's all I'm going to say right now. It's going to be a tough game. So that's kind of college basketball today, the schedule. NFL, I'm going to break that down a little bit better, a little bit more. Tomorrow, 3, 49ers will play the Eagles in Philadelphia. So, you got players like Jalen Hurts, just players that, you know, I mean, it's crazy that people comparing him, calling him the Michael Jordan of football now. And that, I mean, that's a crazy comparison. But I'm going to compare, to give some insight, I'm going to compare the Eagles to Georgia. I don't think, and I'm going to compare the 49ers to like a TCU Horned Frogs. I'm not saying the 49ers are going to get beat, whatever, 60, whatever it was, to 7. But I think the 49ers are like a TCU. They're an underdog. They got Purdy at the Q. That's been, you know, impressing people all year, just like Max Duggan did this year. But I think Eagles are just going to pull it out because, number one, they're at home. And then the main reason, like everyone said during the playoffs, just too much firepower. I think the Eagles, that's what they have. Just too much firepower. More anticipated matchup is the Bengals at the Chiefs. And Burrow has been hot. And I like the Chiefs. They have a lot of firepower too, just like the Eagles. But I think the Bengals can upset the Chiefs. I want to see a Bengals versus Eagles. I think that will be what's the super. I think that's going to be the Super Bowl, Bengals versus Eagles. But it's going to be tough. But the Bengals get it done. It's going to be a very close game. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that. Very close. Jamar Chase has a big game. T. Higgins has a big game. Burrow has a big game. Bengals defense steps up like they did against the Bills. Chiefs, though, they're going to be tough to beat. It's not going to be an easy win for, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals. If, you know, I'm predicting they're winning, but is it going to be easy? Obviously, no. But I guess the last thing I'll say is I think I have the Bengals, not because too much firepower. just because I think they're a hot team. And I think the game's going to be close. Again, I'm saying that. But Bengals pulled out. So that's kind of my predictions. Bengals versus Chiefs, 6:30 tomorrow. And then 49ers versus Eagles at 3 p.m. tomorrow. If you just heard a ding, that was my mom texting me. So just kind of sorry that if that kind of interrupted the pod. NHL today. Oh, you might have heard another ding, another text. But NHL today. We got a lot of things going on in the NHL. Last night, let's go ahead and point out the Canes. Marty Natchez, the overtime goal. He was big last night. Marty Natchez, he's on a roll. Tomorrow, they'll play the Bruins at 5. That will be a good game. Two highly talented teams tomorrow at 5 at PNC Arena. Today, they have Blues at Avalanche at 3. Bruins at Panthers at 6. So that might give the Canes a little advantage. Bruins got to play today and tomorrow. Both on the road. Kings at Lightning at 7. Canadians at Senators at 7. Flyers at Jets at 7. Sharks at Penguins at 7. Golden Knights and Islanders at 7:30. Sabres at Wild at 9. Blackhawks at Oilers at 10. Blue Jackets at Kraken at 10. And lastly, the latest game tonight. Coyotes at the Ducks. And tomorrow again, Bruins will play the Canes at 5. Capitals will play the Maple Leafs at 5 also. In the MLB, not much going on. Once the season gets closer, I'll start talking about that more. But not really much to talk about right now. I know deals are still being done. A lot of stuff's being talked about. Who's going to be, favorite team this year. But not going to get really much into the MLB until the season gets, closer. But tonight in the NBA, Nuggets 76ers at 3. Knicks at Nets 5:30. Bulls at Magic at 7. Rockets, Pistons at 7. Clippers at Hawks at 7:30. Wizards at Pelicans at 8. Suns at Spurs at 8. Kings, Timberwolves at 8. Lakers at Celtics at 8:30. Mavericks and Jazz at 9. Raptors, Trailblazers at 10. So, this is probably one of my shortest episodes. I know there wasn't a lot to cover today. There's a lot of stuff going on in sports, but that was kind of all I had planned for today. Obviously, we have some big things coming up with the Jones Angel, Jonathan Williams interviews, shirts coming in. A lot of y'all want pre-ordered those, so I'll make sure to get those to y'all. So, yeah. Thank you for the continued support. I know this episode is probably not only going to be around 14 minutes, but it is what it is. A little short one today. Some of y'all like the short ones. Some of y'all want an hour long ones. But this is what I got for today. Love all y'all. Thanks for the support. Again, I'll continue to, post on Snapchat, all my socials. Hope everyone has a great rest of your weekend. If I don't talk to y'all tomorrow. And this is Sean Cartwright signing off on All Bases Covered.